This is Internet News Radio for Friday, October the 13th. I'm Brian McWilliams. Scour, the multimedia search engine company, has filed for bankruptcy protection. The company was founded by UCLA students back in 1997 and got backing from Michael Ovitz, the former Disney CEO. It looked to be one of the pioneering sites in digital music and online entertainment. But then the Recording Industry Association of America got wind of Scour, and along with the Motion Picture Association of America, the RIAA sued the site in July, alleging contributory copyright infringement. Last month, Scour laid off most of its 70 employees, but this latest move, filing for Chapter 11, is not to be seen as a throwing in of the towel. In a statement, Scour's president, Dan Rodriguez, said that filing for bankruptcy will buy Scour some time as it tries to regroup in the face of the lawsuits. The site and all its products will continue to be available. Elsewhere today, thousands of domain holders in Canada may be at risk of losing their .ca internet addresses. So far, only 8,000 of nearly 90,000 domains in the .ca top-level domain space have been locked down by their owners as part of a historic switch in the administration of the Canadian top-level domain. This past June, the Canadian government announced a plan to transfer management of the .ca top-level domain from the University of British Columbia to a new nonprofit, the Canadian Internet Registration Authority, or CIRA. As part of that transfer, .ca domain holders are being required to re-register their domains before November 1st. If they miss that deadline and a grace period, the domains will be put back on the market and available for registration by others. Back in August, CIRA admitted that outdated and incorrect contact information on file for those 90,000 .ca domains have made it difficult to notify domain holders about the November 1 deadline. CIRA estimated that at least 5,000 domains could be at risk. Scott Allen is director of the Open Shared Registration System operated by Toronto-based TwoCows, a certified CIRA registrar.
There will be, of course, there will be some casualties. It's going to happen. I don't think that it's going to be major. From what we've seen, the take-up rate has been pretty good. A lot of people are still evaluating their options, and we also have a fairly large queue that we're processing with CIRA on a sort of daily basis.
Those casualties, as Allen calls them, are in some ways intended. Besides getting domain holders to agree to CIRA's new terms of service, there was another unspoken rationale for requiring re-registration of .ca domains. That reason? To weed out domain speculators.
A lot of these names, because the names are registered for free, a lot of the names aren't in use or are no longer desired. And they were registered for you know, by people for things that are no longer relevant. So it's kind of a healthy process to sort of clean up and vet the database.
Allen says that once the changeover is complete, TwoCows expects an increase in new registrations in the .ca space, which he says has as much cachet with Canadians as does the .com global top-level domain. For more information on CIRA, check out cira.ca. Elsewhere, Buy.com says it has fixed a glitch in its product return system that was exposing the names and addresses of more than 35,000 shoppers at the online superstore. The security hole was discovered yesterday by Ben Edelman, a Harvard student who also works in the Berkman Center for Internet and Society at Harvard Law School. Edelman says he's a frequent shopper at Buy.com and often has to return merchandise he's purchased from the site. Edelman found that by modifying a number in the web address assigned to him for printing a prepaid return label, he could pull up mailing labels intended for other customers. Edelman admits it's not a serious breach since no credit card data was involved, and since the labels are in the PING graphics file format, harvesting the customer data would be difficult. But Edelman believes it's possible that he wasn't the first to discover the hole.
I believe it's very likely that any technically knowledgeable user, meaning someone who looks at a URL that says, you know, buy.com/labels/return/123456.html, if you got that URL in plain text in an email saying, you know, click here to print your free prepaid return label, I think you would have also noticed this is not good news. They shouldn't be doing that.
Like many aspects of the Buy.com operation, the return merchandise system is outsourced. UPS, or the United Parcel Service, handles this aspect of the operation. While the partners have corrected the problem, Edelman says that Buy.com's reliance on outsourcing as a way to cut costs could create special security challenges.
Tying together the security systems on all of those separately developed, separately designed systems, you know, that the package label generator has to be tied to the order status system. To the extent that these are coming from different consultants and different outsourcers, they've got a real problem tying them together in a secure way. And I guess I think that this is an example of exactly that kind of challenge gone wrong. When they don't follow through properly and don't take care of all the details, their business model of outsourcing everything they can makes them especially vulnerable.
Despite this latest security glitch, Buy.com has achieved a strong rating of 4.5 out of 5 from BizRate. Elsewhere in e-commerce news today, it looks like Bluefly, the struggling net clothes and home furnishings retailer, has sold a controlling interest to Soros private equity partners. The investment firm headed by financier George Soros has agreed to pump another $15 million into Bluefly and will gain a majority interest in the firm. Bluefly is yet to have a profitable quarter, but investors appear to be cheered by this Soros move. Shares in Bluefly are up 10% this morning and are trading at $3. Meanwhile, it looks like Juno Online has picked up some new funding as well. The ISP said today that it has lined up $125 million in financing commitments over the next 2 years. Juno shares up about 60 cents or 3% on the news. They're trading at $2.35. Well, the pessimism about the internet advertising market has taken its toll on DoubleClick today. Yesterday, the big online ad firm reported its first profit, meeting analysts' expectations for the third quarter. But today, the stock is taking a dive after the company warned that it will slip back into the red in the first quarter of next year due to a seasonal ad slowdown. DoubleClick shares are currently trading at 12.5. That's down $5.5 or 31%. Overall, internet stocks appear to be staging a mini rally so far today. The internet stock index is being lifted by strong gains by Allaire and Exodus. The net is an 18-point or 3% gain at news time to 613. InternetNews.com can give you all the details on the latest e-business and internet technology news. Thanks for tuning in today. Have a great weekend, and we'll see you again on Monday.